Susanna and Claudio Padua are working with the people of Brazil to conserve their rich diversity of species, and we will welcome them to Cincinnati on Wednesday, April 13th. Hi there, Susanna and Claudio. This is Thane Maynard from Cincinnati.
Hello. Very nice to be with you.
Hello. Pleasure to be with you.
You bet. Well, you all are great to agree to come up to speak here on April 13th. Everyone looks forward to it, of course. Protecting the rainforest in Brazil is something so many people are aware of, and the great work you all have done for over 30 years is a story worth hearing. So tell us a bit about your current work. I know that you established IPE, and Susanna, you're currently the president. Tell us about that work.
Okay, it all began with the work that Claudio was doing for his PhD to save the black lion tamarin, which is a very small black a species of primate that lives in a specific region of Brazil, of the Atlantic forest, which is much more endangered than the Amazon right now. So we moved to the forest and we began our work saving the black lion tamarin, Claudio with the biological aspects of it, and I began with education and the social components. And this led us to found an institution called IPE, IPE, Institute for Ecological Research, and that integrated very young people that wanted, as we did at the time, to save nature, to save the planet somehow. So this is how we began, and this led us also to put together an education center, because we found out that one of the most important things that we were doing was to spread the knowledge and the values that nature was so important. So this is how we began around 30 years ago.
Well, I certainly think the model that you've used is a great one to get people that live near an area directly involved, but also they need to have some self-interest in this. So tell me how folks have gotten involved to say it's not just about saving monkeys, but it's also important to people.
Yes, it is. In fact, it started by saving the monkeys. But then, in a short period, we found out that if we could not involve people, we would not do conservation in an appropriate way. So we created this model. The model goes from endangered species to involvement of people because of their habitat, then to involve the people in economical issues, because if we don't get involved in the economy, people will not be interested in conservation, and then we move to try to influence policies as well, because there are some things that only government can do. This is, in general, the model. There is one of the people that work with us that they say, the phrase he uses, the man in red cannot save the green, meaning that if a people is not having enough income, they will not help us with conservation. So that's why we got involved in all this model.
The examples we can give is that in the region we were working, there are many very poor families, part of the, what is called the landless movement in Brazil, and they came in order to get a piece of land. So we began to give them alternatives that could be sustainable, protecting the forest, but at the same time enriching and enhancing conservation as a whole. So this was how we put together tree nurseries to green the region in a more productive way, putting corridors for species or organic coffee, which could generate income for them and for the families, and also handicrafts for usually women with the theme of themes of nature. So as they embroider the black lion tamarin on a T-shirt or a jaguar or a tapir or a beautiful tree, then they, at the same time, they increase the value they attribute to nature, and they are able to gain money out of what they are doing.
And it certainly makes for a win-win. Now, tell me, I've not been to the Atlantic coastal forest, but I do know that it's been fragmented over time. It's not just a wilderness area, but there's farms and there's fields. So tell us a bit about how you can save room for a species like the black tamarin or others.
There are protected areas, fortunately, And the black-lined tamarin is one of the most endangered species of primates. So what happened is with the deforestation process, which is more to the interior of the state of São Paulo that happened, there were some small fragments that lasted, that were able to survive the deforestation. And in these small fragments, there still live some families of black-lined tamarin. So what we are doing over these past years is increasing our efforts to involve local people in order to save these small patches of forest and link them through corridors. So these poor people are also helping us to enrich, because as we plant corridors and also buffer zones that we call the green hugs, we are able to better protect what is left of these wonderful, awesome forest fragments that today represent kind of a genetic bank of what existed in the past.
And at the same time, we work with the community in planning the landscape for the region. Mm-hmm. So we show the results of our work, and together with them, we plan the landscape, meaning that we are doing a lot of restoration of forest. In the Atlantic forest, what we do is restoration. In the Amazon forest, what we have to do is pure conservation. So we do a lot of restoration, connecting the fragments and getting a landscape that is good for the people, but also good for wildlife.
And my understanding is, in addition to governmental involvement, you have a lot of private landowners that have gotten on board over the years.
That's correct. We are present in five different regions of Brazil. And in the five regions, the context and the needs are very different. So, of course, there's a lot of adjustments. But if we work together and not top-down, if we build together with local people and with local leaders and decision-makers, then the chances of being able to do something that is effective and significant over time is, of course, much more valuable. And that is more or less what we have been working on, those bases.
Well, what's great about your work is that so often people say, oh, well, conservation sounds like a good idea, but it won't really work. And yet you all have proven there's a way to protect areas, grow those natural areas to make them even bigger and connected, and have it be beneficial to the people that live in that area. And that's what sustainable conservation looks like.
That's exactly it. In the region that we were mentioning with the black-lined tamarins, it's one of the most conflicting regions of Brazil because of the landless movement. We have been able to show that even poor people, they can mind, they can be aware, and they can work to protect nature. It's just a question of giving them alternatives and showing them how and why, and making them part of the story and not imposing what you want them to do. This won't ever work, because we don't like to receive orders from Mm-mm. above. But if you explain to me why and show me that there are so many advantages, that my life is going to be better and so forth. So we usually say that if it's possible in the Pontal, I believe it's possible anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
The essence is working bottom-up, not top-down.
That's right.
Working with the communities. Yeah.
Well, the work you all have done is a thing of legend, and we are honored that you're coming here, and we look forward to hearing your story and also sharing some time with you. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We are also looking forward to be there.
My guests have been Susana and Claudio Padua, Brazilian conservationists and recipients of the 2016 Cincinnati Zoo Wildlife Conservation Award.